other churches too, and it's really great because you go and you get away from the whole world. You don't have all these problems and stuff, but it's just nice there. And I love to go, so I hope they can get this done so we can do that. Well, I want to thank all you guys for coming. I know there's a lot of people here that don't usually come to this church. We had 95 people here today. They did a great job singing and everything. They've all done great. And most importantly, I want to thank God for what he's done for all of us. He's given us all gifts and given us all the ability to use those gifts. And I want to thank him for what he's done for me. You don't see a kid my age preaching too often, but I just want to thank God for allowing me to do that and giving me the ability to do that. And I'm glad to be up here today. I've preached two other times, one time here and one time at another church. So today I'm going to be preaching in the book of Matthew chapter 18. I'll give you a minute to turn there. All right, so Matthew chapter 18, I'm going to start in verse 21. It says, "Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. And he laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their lord all that was done. Then his lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt, because thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, and thank you for all the people that came out this morning. Speak to their hearts, Lord. I pray that you'll use me through this message. Give me the words to say, Lord. I pray that anyone here is lost, they'll get saved before it's too late, Lord. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. All right, so what I've just read to you is a parable. Thanks. All right, so this is on forgiveness. We have a king that has a bunch of servants. And he goes and finds the servant that owes him a whole lot of money. So, well, he can't pay back the debt. So what he does is he's going to have his wife and kids sold to pay back the debt. Well, this servant, he falls down and begs for forgiveness. Well, the king does forgive the servant. So today I'm going to be talking about forgiveness. Forgiveness is very important, but it can be hard to do sometimes. First, we're going to talk about what forgiveness really is, okay? The dictionary definition of forgiveness is the intentional and voluntary process by which a victim undergoes a change in feelings and attitude regarding an offense, lets go of negative emotions such as vengefulness, forswears recompense from or punishment of the offender, and with an increased ability to wish the offender well. So the first thing, it has to be intentional and voluntary. You know, if you, as a kid, if you had any siblings, and sometimes they would do stuff to you, like, I don't know, say they broke a toy or something, and then your parents would make them say you're sorry, and they'd make you forgive them. Well, usually, first of all, if they're making you do it, then it's not really forgiveness, and usually you don't want to. So to forgive someone, you have to choose to forgive them. You can't be forced into forgiving someone. Next thing says, let's go of negative emotions such as vengefulness. So if you're still mad at the person for whatever they did to you, you can't forgive them. You have to let go of those feelings, and you can't still be mad at them. Vengefulness. Revenge is bad, okay? You don't take revenge on anyone. That's God's job, and God will take care of that, so you don't worry about it. It says force of the offender. Here, the guy owed him a bunch of money, and he forgave him the debt. So you have to, that's what forgiveness is. And the last thing, which is probably really hard, with an increased ability to wish the offender well. So you have to be able to wish him well. I mean, I know some people, it can do some horrible things to you, and it can be really hard to forgive them like that. It can be really hard to not still be mad at them and to let go of that, but you have to do that to forgive. That's what forgiveness really is. And here, what we just read, the guy did all that. He forgave him the money. It says he was moved with compassion. That's what it says. My throat's getting a little dry. So now you know what forgiveness really is, and I'm sure you know it can be hard to forgive people sometimes. It can be really hard. But let's look at why forgiveness is so important. Why forgive? Well, you look back up in verse 21, it says, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. So Peter came up and he said, well, how many times do I keep forgiving this person until I just stop and really punish him for it? Well, Jesus said, he said seven times because seven was the number back then. But Jesus said not seven times, 70 times seven. Which is 490 times. Now, God's not saying if somebody does something to you 490 times, which probably won't happen in a lifetime because 490 is a lot. He's just saying don't stop forgiving them. Forgive them infinite amount of times. And so God commands us to forgive right there. There's plenty other places in the Bible where it says to forgive. Luke 6:37 says, forgive and ye shall be forgiven. Turn over to Matthew chapter 5 real quick. Matthew chapter 5, these are the Beatitudes here. This is where God's up on the mountain and he has a bunch of disciples and people that he's preaching to. And he tells them all these things. Verse 7, it says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So, like I said, forgive someone, you have to show mercy on them. So, that's important. If you flip the page over to chapter 6, this is the Lord's Prayer right here. This is God telling his disciples how to pray. And in verse 12, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So there's another place where God's commanding us to forgive. You look down in verse 14, it says, "For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive men not their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Now, don't get this confused. It's not saying, it's not talking about God forgiving your sins, okay? God's going to forgive your sins no matter what. He's not saying if you don't forgive someone, you lose your salvation. But here it's more talking about your fellowship with God. If you have unforgiveness in your heart and you're holding grudges, you can't truly have fellowship with God. So forgive everyone. No matter what they've done, you have to forgive them. Now, I know sometimes it can be really hard. I mean, I want you to think somebody, the worst thing that somebody has ever done to you. I want you to think about that, okay? Have you forgiven that person? Or did you have trouble forgiving that person? See, you might think, well, they don't deserve to be forgiven. Well, let me tell you something. You don't really deserve to be forgiven by God at all. See, God, he sent his son down to be killed and tortured horribly. And he forgave us all. I don't know why he did that, because we're all horrible people when you think about it. I don't know why he loved us so much to do that, but he did. And then we turn around and we're just horrible. Every time we sin, we grieve the Holy Spirit, and we sin a lot, and God still forgave us. Jesus knew that there would be millions of people that rejected him, and he still forgave us all. He knew if there was just going to be one person that accepted Jesus, he still would have done it. So, really, is it that hard to forgive other people? Because, I mean, Jesus forgave us, okay? I don't think Jesus really struggled with that, because he's God, but he did it. I still don't know. I don't know why. We don't know. But be glad he did it. So here in the parable I was reading, back a few pages over. Well, the king there that forgave the servant, he's representing God, okay? So this servant, he owed the king a lot of money, okay? Just like us, we've done a lot of bad things to the Lord. He still forgave us. So he went out and forgave this guy. And then look what this guy did in verse 28. It says, "But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and laid his hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me that thou owest.'" So he came down after he just got forgiven all that he owed. He had a guy below him that owed him 100 pence, which back in that day was a whole lot less money than whatever 10,000 talents was. So he owed him a lot less money. And he came, and it says he grabbed him by the throat and made him, he said, pay me what you owe. And that guy, the fellow servant, said, fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, "Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all." Just like the servant did to the king, that's exactly what he did. And now he has a guy that owes him money doing that to him. But he wouldn't forgive him. It says in verse 30, he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So he didn't forgive him. How many times do we do that? You know God forgave us, and how hard that may have been. How many times do we go out and not forgive other people just for little things? I mean, they're not all little things, but sometimes we can. There's a lot of unforgiveness, and someone can do something really small to you, and you can't forgive them, and you're just mad at them for a long time. You're holding a grudge. You just won't forgive them. Why not? Why don't just Think about what you've done to other people, okay? I'm sure you've done a lot to other people. Wouldn't you want them to forgive you? If no one forgave people, this world, no one would talk to each other. No one would go out, have any friends. So just forgive people. Forgiveness is very important. See, in verse 31, it says, "So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him and said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt because thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" So God, he's coming out and saying, "Look, I forgave you. You've done horrible stuff. We got to admit that. We've all done horrible stuff, okay? Most people can't go an hour without sinning. I'm just going to be honest, whether it be in your mind or just in action, but we can't really go more than an hour without sinning. Think about it. We've done a lot of bad things, and God still forgave us, and then someone does something to us, and we can't forgive them. In verse 34, it says, "His Lord was wroth and delivered him to tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not everyone his brother their trespasses." You have to forgive them from your heart. It can't just be words. You can't just say, "Oh, I forgive you," but you're still really mad at them, and you're just forgiving them to say you did it. And so God knows if it's true forgiveness, if it's from your heart or not. And like it said, you can't have fellowship with God if you have unforgiveness in your heart. Amen. So I want you all to think. I told you earlier to think of someone that you may have not forgiven. So you know, you got to forgive them for that. I know it may be hard. I know you think you can't do it, but God will help you. God will help you do it. You just got to pray about it. So remember, then every time someone does something to you, you got to forgive them. You can't hold a grudge, not even for a little bit. You got to just forgive God, and he still forgave you. So, and God hasn't done anything. God, he's perfect. He doesn't need to be forgiven because there's nothing to forgive him of. But he still forgives all of us and has mercy on all of us. If God didn't have mercy, we would all be in hell. Amen. It's the truth. And so are you going to let someone that's done something to you, are you going to let them suffer and not forgive them and do whatever just because of what they did? So just remember, God always forgives you. There's nothing you can do. You could go out and kill 20 people and commit all kinds of crimes and do all kinds of horrible things. And you can even reject God, and you can do all this stuff, but if you have to do is ask God and he'll forgive you. Maybe some of you never ask God to forgive you. All you have to do is ask and believe. That's all you have to do. You have to believe God will forgive you, and God died to forgive us, and you got to ask, and he'll do it. He'll forgive us from hell, which is where we're all born heading, because we're all born sinners, and we're all going to hell unless we just ask God to forgive us. See, if you want to forgive someone, like, it's like giving a gift. If you want to give a gift of forgiveness to someone, they have to accept it. Like, if you try to give someone a Christmas present and they don't want it, you can't give it to them. They have to accept it, and you have to accept God and believe that he will forgive you, and he'll do it. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't. You can be the worst man in the world and all kinds of horrible things. He'll forgive you. A lot of people think they're not good enough to get to heaven. They've already done too many bad things. The Bible says God will forgive you no matter what. And we got to remember, people can do some really bad things to us, but we've got to forgive them. We've got to be like God. I know it'll be hard, but like I said, God will help us out through it. So if you have someone you haven't forgiven, you need to get that settled today. You can come down to the altar, and maybe if you haven't asked God to forgive you, come up and get me, and I'll help you out. And just ask. That's all you got to do. It's as simple as that. So I'm going to have Cody come up and sing another song for us. I'll give the invitation. So come on down. The altar's open.
For our invitation song, we are going to do Amazing Grace.
Guys, I know last year for you Sunday, we had a dinner after church over there. Well, this Sunday, we're not doing that. So you're going to have to go home hungry. I'm sorry. But come back out tonight. I'm not going to be preaching, but my grandpa is. And so come back out. I'm going to pray us out of here, and we can go. Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the people that came, Lord. I pray that if anyone here still has unforgiveness in their heart, they'll get that settled before they leave, Lord. I pray for every time. Every time someone does something to us, we'll forgive them. Every time, Lord. And you'll help us through that, and it won't be too hard for us, Lord. Thank you for forgiving us. Oh, thank you so much. I don't know why you did it, but I just want to thank you. It's in Jesus' name I pray, amen.